testicles in yours?
Testicles.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Welcome to Dungeons and Creeps, the podcast where I can't find my medication. Welcome to Dungeons and Creeps, where Brody actually just spent like half an hour looking for my meds.
Hashtag. Hashtag what?
So this episode.
No. Hashtag what?
Hashtag what?
Hashtag what? Hashtag blank space.
Thank you.
Hashtag best boyfriend. Hashtag best boy.
All right, Brody, best boyf.
Boyf.
Anyway, today we are talking about Jane the Killer, because we all love Jeff the Killer, and Jane the Killer is just another stupid byproduct of that fandom.
Asterisk. We do not claim that Jane the Killer is a stupid fan. Oh, fuck. Cut this out.
No.
Damn it. Then I will continue with the bit. Asterisk. We do not claim that Jane the Killer is a cheap ripoff of Jeff the Killer. We are, however, claiming that Jeff the Killer sucks. And this also sucks. You are free to make your own decisions about your thoughts on this process. Thank you.
Everybody knows that Jane the Killer is just a female version of Jeff the Killer. But, alright. So, Jane the Killer started gaining popularity with these pictures posted of this woman with a really white face and no eyes and black hair that said, "Don't go to sleep."
Is she hot?
I don't know. So then someone's like, "Hey, let's give Jane the Killer a story." So Jane the Killer goes to the same school as Jeff the Killer, and she sees all the shit that goes on in the Jeff the Killer story go on in her story. And then Jeff is like, "Hey, so you tried to save my life. That's pretty cool. I'm gonna kill your parents now."
Wait. Nani?
So he kills her parents.
As one does.
And then he's like, "Now I'm gonna make you pretty like me." So he tries to do the same thing that the bullies did to him, because he thinks he's beautiful now. Except
you're beautiful.
Except this story actually knows how physics work. So instead of Jane becoming this edgelord of white skin and black hair, she becomes a fucking ugly person with burn scars and no hair. You know, because that's how life works.
Okay.
And then she finds this mask and is like, "Hey, so now I am Jane Everlasting." But people call her Jane the Killer because she kills Jeff the Killer's victims before he can.
Got him.
And also, her only goal in life is to kill Jeff the Killer. So, you know, at least there's that.
What a boss. Alright, I already have this on lock and
shit, this key. Is gonna be a short episode then.
Hey, listen, if we have this down to a level, okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is Janeth a name?
Janeth?
Yeah.
Jeanette?
No, is Janeth a name?
Janeth, I don't think is, but Janet is.
Then what kind of... There's a female name that ends in Aneth.
I don't know.
I think Janeth is a name.
Janeth might be a... Oh, also, apparently her name was originally Jane Todd Richardson, but the fan base was like, nah, and renamed her Jane Elizabeth Arkansas. Her aliases
why?
Are Jane the Killer, Jane Everlasting, and Black Eyed Killer.
Wait. Why? Why did they rename her Arkansas?
I don't know. Because it's edgier than Richardson, I guess.
I love Todd, though. Todd Richardson?
True.
That's such a good name. I'm renaming one of my characters Todd.
Her hobby is planning on what she will do to Jeff once she catches him.
That is so cool. Okay, so Jane the Killer. Janet. I'm thinking of Janet.
Janet?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Janeth still sounds right.
All right, Janeth.
No, it's gonna be Janet.
Okay.
Janet Todd mm-hmm. Richardson was a simple human girl who tried to help Jeff the Killer.
Okay.
Who is this unknown being? Because we haven't done an episode on him yet.
My name's Jeff.
My name is Jeff. So same thing happens, kills, blah, blah, blah. And instead of being tortured by bullies, it's a curse, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But Jess sucks at magic.
Okay.
So the curse goes weary. Mm-hmm. And she ends up being, like, mutilated by the curse. Disfigured. Okay. And then, so using divination magic, uh-huh. which she got from the curse,
uh-huh.
she knows who his next victims are. And she races to kill them before Jeff does.
That's actually pretty badass. Why are we just turning bad creepypasta characters into good characters?
I think that's... Isn't that the whole point of the show?
The whole point of the show is to make shitty D&D characters.
Nah, our last one was a banger.
Yeah, our last one was pretty... Speaking of which, sorry I haven't posted that one yet.
You have?
This week has been a journey.
Okay, yeah. Like, can we update? Because you're going to eventually upload this. So, we failed. Dorkween.
We know we did.
Yeah.
And we're sorry.
Yeah, we are sorry, but at the same time, it's like...
Brody just started a job.
Yeah,
I've been taking as many hours as I can at my job.
Yeah, and also we don't have time to record, like, 4 hours. Like, we would have zero free time.
Yeah.
Even though we like doing this.
We don't have free time. All we do is work and sleep.
All we do is work, sleep, and I occasionally, like, play League.
Yeah.
I mean, by occasionally, I mean I do play League, but, like, not for long. I do my missions, and then I get off. Like, yeah. I don't play more than I have to.
We're just always tired
now. Yeah, it's not
so
fun.
So, we're sorry.
Yeah.
And also, you'll just probably get, like, 3 videos today, because I still also have to post that Dorkcast.
Do you have them all edited, at least?
No. I still have to do that as well.
I thought Jane the Killer wasn't like, oh yeah, I love Jeff the Killer. No, I'm glad it's more
actually,
of like a...
Actually, the fan base kind of fucked her up.
And ships her? Don't... I'm going to ignore that then, because
no,
I totally...
No, they say that she's sexually interested in Jeff. And...
She wants to kill him.
She wants to impress him. And
no.
That's why she kills all of his victims.
No. I'm sticking with the original thing of like, fuck you, Jeff. You want to kill this guy?
I mean, the story is horribly written, but, like, I love how just our mutual hatred of Jeff has turned this into a character that we like.
Yeah, no. Honestly, I don't know. I feel like, so Jane the Killer, definitely, like, how does she kill people?
She uses a knife, like Jeff the Killer.
Alright. She's a rogue,
mm-hmm.
but, like, a better rogue than Jeff is.
Of course she is.
Like, she's more skilled. Like, he gets jealous when he sees her work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of level. So she's, like, better than him. But, like, he's the more, like, oh, I'm the classic. And she doesn't want to replace him. The reason why she gets to the victims and kills them first is because she wants to get the jump on Jeff. But Jeff, because he has plot armor,
mm-hmm.
Jeff's smart enough to catch on,
mm-hmm.
and so he arrives thinking like he's like, oh, why are you gonna kill this guy knowing he's already dead? Ooh, I love this. It's like a battle of wits between two killers.
Shit, it's just Death Note but creepypasta version.
No, Elle's not a killer.
I mean, Light's dad would tell you otherwise, but whatever.
You don't kill someone
as a substitute.
No, but If I was to do this as a lore thing,
mm-hmm.
It would be the tale of two killers,
mm-hmm.
and it'd play out, you know.
Yeah.
Then to this day, they're mm-hmm. like chasing each other, kind of like, ooh, I'm gonna catch you. Well, does Jeff want to kill Jane?
No. Is it? Okay. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Jeff just wants to kill his victims.
Jane wants to kill Jeff, yeah. though. And I'm assuming if he's provoked, he'll be like, bitch.
Sit down.
What?
Hello, bitch. My name is Bobby Bad, or what is it? Bobby Awful?
No, Bobby Worst.
My name is Bobby Worst.
Jesus.
Anyway.
We need to have, like, our series finale soon.
Series finale? You want to?
Or not it? Series finale, season finale.
Yeah, I was about to be like, I mean, I'm okay with
it. I'm still tired, and I just took my depression meds, so they're still kind of kicking in.
honestly, low-key, we should maybe switch this up. Like, Dungeons and Creeps, like, I know we do creepypastas, but maybe, like, we should find, like, another medium to do it.
Okay, so I'm going to flash back to the one time I suggested this on podcast, and Brody was like, no, we only do creepypastas.
No, I'm saying a different series. I don't feel like we should do it with Dungeons and Creeps. Maybe we should, like, do Dungeons and Blank as a series.
Maybe.
Like, Dungeons and Creeps.
Once we've exhausted all the creepypasta characters, then we can have our season finale and then move on to the next Dungeons and Blank thing.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that idea. All right.
Dungeons and Pets. Oscar. A lonely troglodyte.
A lonely troglodyte. He is better than a troglodyte, you fiend.
He doesn't look better than one.
He's beautiful.
The ugly.
You're awful.
Cute. Got him. So yeah, what do you think of my Jane the Killer spin?
That's good. Playable character now.
Playable character?
Yeah.
Definitely someone cursed. Same thing, kind of. Rogue.
Uh-huh.
Definitely rogue. Some divination skill where they get, like, prophetic?
Mm-hmm.
Dreams? Is that prophetic? Is that a right word?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Dreams about who his next victim's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
Wears a mask to hide gross face.
Mm-hmm. This just sounds like a character that I would make, to be honest.
Calliope.
Anyway. Calliope doesn't have a face. It's not that her face is gross. We should make a podcast that's just, like, analyzing all of our OCs.
No.
Why not?
I don't want to analyze my OCs. They're all Mary Sues.
That's not true.
Yeah, I know. I want to claim that they're all Mary Sues, though, because it just sounds fun. All my characters are
the
best.
You would instantly become hated by the entire writing community.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't want to talk about my characters. They're not good characters.
Yes, they are.
Okay, see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm obviously... Everyone... You are your worst critic.
Yeah.
Like, I like them. Yeah. I think they're good. Right. I just wouldn't say they're the best. I kind of, in my mind, view them all as Mary Sue's because I couldn't imagine, like, killing off one of them. Right. Oh, wait. I did.
You did. And then you immediately brought him back.
Not immediately. I brought him back way later.
Yeah, later you brought him back.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. I just was like, yeah, fuck it. It'd be funny.
Just because you don't want to kill off your characters doesn't mean they're Mary Sue's. I don't always want to kill off my characters. Just occasionally I'll just be like, hey, I can't imagine a future for that character.
Will's a Mary Sue.
They're dead now. Will is a Mary Sue, but he's also kind of a plot point more than a character, so...
LOL, sorry, when you D&D long enough, your OC start, one of them becomes a DM's familiar.
Whoops.
Whoops-a-dazzles.
Actually, honestly, I think it would be fun, because then we could just be like, alright, we're picking apart this character, we're gonna explain them, and then we can, like, sort of workshop back and forth.
Dungeons and Eventide.
Yes.
We take our characters and throw them into D&D status.
We've done that for a few of them, like, multiple times. But yeah, that'd be fun.
All right, next episode. It's a special event.
Or not next episode, next season, maybe. Or just we'll do it alongside this, because I find this fun, and nobody listens to these anyway, so it'll be a good time to, like, rant about our OCs.
Mm-hmm. So anything else you have to say?
Stats.
Oh, stats. Oh, the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
Stats?
Mm-hmm.
She's smart,
mm-hmm.
charismatic, so intelligence, but wisdom. She's better than Jeff in every way.
Right.
So, strength lower on the lower end.
Strength on the lower end.
But that, like, doesn't matter.
Charisma and, like, dexterity.
Her strongest muscle is the brain. By the way, fun fact, I just found this out. Like, this is on topic, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Strongest muscle actually isn't your tongue. Because your tongue is composed of several muscles. It's actually your... Even if you were counting it as... Oh, all is one muscle. It's actually your jaw and your heart and your glutes. Which makes way more sense.
I guess.
Because your heart never stops beating.
Yeet.
Well, unless you're my grandpa. Whip.
Oh.
He has heart problems.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit this down, and it's going to be, like, 10 minutes.
Background?
Background. Of Jane the Killer?
Yeah.
Dude, I already gone over her background.
No, like, background, what should I pick?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Urchin? No. Folk hero? Mm.
I mean...
I really want to make
a folk hero. She's not exactly a hero. She still kills people. She just does it before Jeff and then tries to kill him. What?
Dungeons and Weebs. We take anime culting seriously.
Okay, see, I like this, because now we can just talk about Deku for an entire episode.
Bakuho.
Bakuho. All right.
He's getting better.
He is getting better.
He is.
Anyway. I still don't like him. Anyway. Yeah, no. I suppose not. Fuck you.
She agreed with you, though. I don't like him. I suppose not, yeah.
All right.
Who are we doing next week?
Next week? Haven't decided yet. Probably something like Nina the Killer or something. Because there are so many Jeff spinoffs that it's hard to keep track.
Have they done a whole medley creepypasta called Jeff and the Family?
I wish. That'd be great.
Coming to the forums.
Sitcom.
Coming to forums near you. Jeff and the Family. This story is about Jeff the Killer and his crazy family. His loving wife, Jane. Their sorta daughter, Nina. And their dog. Is there a dog character?
No, but I'd like to think that it's Laughing Jack.
And their dog, Laughing Jack. Laughing Jack isn't a dog. Shh.
No, but he kills dogs.
But he kills dogs. I don't think that's what the show devs want. Well then. Coming to Sundays near you.
Sundays.
Right after Grey's Anatomy.
Jesus.
Should I just what's okay. Oh, I have next week's.
Okay.
Tune in next week, where the tables are turned. Brody is gonna be taking the reins. What creepypasta will he pick? Will we be able to stay on topic the next week? Probably not. But tune in anyway for Dungeons and Creeps.
Yep.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Preview! Hey guys, welcome to Dungeons and Creeps, where we like to copy anime endings and do a preview of the next episode.
There's a significant lack of Nightcore in this one, though.
Ah, you're right.
Here, I'll just sing a song really high-pitched and fast. I've become so numb, I hear the other. I did it.
Nightcore is just edgy Alvin and the Chipmunk music.
Woo!
And scene. Yeah.